Freak. Ay, Dios míos. When I say I'm tired. Nigga fresh off of work, but that ain't gonna stop me from bringing the product to the people. Welcome back to the Lens Bias Podcast. You with your host. You know, usually I like to rhyme right now, but I'm gonna relax. You with your host, you know, Young Lenny B, aka Lens Bias. Straight out of the 215 Philadelphia area. Oh, man. At first, I wasn't going to do a podcast. I was just going to go to fuck to sleep because I just got off of work. I work overnight, but I was like, fuck it. Nigga, do a podcast. Talk some shit. I'm tired. I'm sober. This is not weed I just lit up even. God damn it. I wish it was. I definitely wish I had a blunt right now. Like, a blunt is the perfect way to end, like, a work shift or start your day. Just like, you know what? I just got off. It's the morning time. I'll be spark one up. But I really don't feel like walking because I would have to walk to the block, go grab some bud, do all that shit that I don't feel like doing, man. So, instead, I'm just be sober today. How long is the sobriety? I think the word is sobriety. How long is the sobriety going to last? I have no fucking idea. But just know for now, I'm sober than a bitch. But yeah, anyway, it is. What's today's date? Let's tell them about days. Today is Saturday, March 5th. It's looking like a beautiful day. Temperature is supposed to be in the high 50s and shit over here on the East Coast. Excuse me. And I'm looking forward to it. Not that I'm going to be outside running around and shit. But I'm just looking forward to that, you know. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for. I just feel a little bit better than I usually feel, man. You know how things been going. Beefing with the landlord. Job shit crazy. And I'm just trying to stay in a positive place, you know? Last night, it was an easy night at work. But then again, it wasn't easy. So I was working by myself last night. So I was just coasting through the night. Doing a little shit here and there. But it was like, that shit made the night drag. Excuse me. Whew. Excuse me. You can hear it in my voice. But yeah, that shit made the night drag. It was like, yeah, I'd rather a faster pace, get shit done, get up out of there, time go by fast. Looking at some shit on TV. But, you know, sometimes you need that break and shit. I'm just happy to be off work. I go to work tonight, then I'm off, what, Sunday night? And Monday night, supposed to be taking my daughter to a Tyler the Creator concert on Sunday night. I say supposed to be because that's the plan, but a nigga ain't got no car no more, so that's fucking up the plan. But you know, you gotta make a way. I know my daughter, my baby girl, CJ, she really looking forward to this shit. And you know, I'm looking forward to spending some time with her, man. She lives in Baltimore, so I ain't, you know, really been able to spend time with her like I want to. But I think this is an opportunity, you know, just to make a memory with your child and shit. This is something that we can, you know, have and bond over for our rest of our lives. Maybe this is just our first concert we'll go to. And we'll start going to more afterwards and shit. But I'm really excited and I'm happy that she's coming to Philly. I'm excited to take her to this concert. I just gotta figure some shit out. That's how I go, though. Life always presents you with, life is always like, fuck you, nigga. You gotta just have that attitude, like, fuck you back. I'm gonna make this shit happen, you know? And that's how I feel, like, with everything that's going on with me right now, this is probably the happiest I've been in some time, this shit. Yeah, everything ain't right. I ain't got the will no more. Like I said, beefing with the landlord, a couple other things I got on my pilot. But at the same time, it's like I'm finding peace and not giving a fuck. And not giving a fuck like I don't care what happens. Not giving a fuck like, look, what's going to happen is going to happen. I'm going to do my best to make it the best. And, you know, whatever the results is, I'm going to deal with like a G and shit. Or like a B, you know, big B's, little B. Anyway. What? They didn't put, what's the call on that team? That's crazy. All right, I'm looking at SportsCenter like always. Motherfucking college Saturday. Duke about to play North Carolina. This Coach K last game and shit, which is crazy. That nigga been at Duke for 42 years. Like, some people don't work a job for 42. Like, some people don't do shit. Some people don't live for 42 years. My man was at this one school for 42 years. That's a hell of an accomplishment. I gotta clap it up a little bit for you. Cause it's like, that's inspiration right there. That somebody dedicated themselves to something, and no matter what, through the ups, downs, the good, the bad, they stay locked in. They stay with their people. They stay family and shit. And me personally, like, I come from a family and shit, and not everybody in my family, I don't want to get it misconstrued, but certain people in my family, they treat the family like, man, we ain't family. Like, y'all just some niggas I was just related to. But to see somebody actually embrace people like family that's not their family, that's motivation that, yo, there is good people in this world, and you can find your circle if you create it. And, like, that had me thinking about some shit I was working on the other day and shit, like, just having this Kobe Bryant mentality, like, I don't even know where that shit at. I was writing some shit. I can't find it, though. Oh, here it is. Just, you know, in life, you either build your team, or you gotta go Kobe Bryant on this shit and just like, listen, I'm gonna get the job done, whether the team, you know, on its point or not. So it's like, whether I got, you know, like I was saying, I got people in my family that act like they're not family. I got people in the streets that I done did shit for that try to forget it. And they're just like, I Kobe this bitch, dog. I Kobe this shit all by myself. I take all the shots. I bust my ass out there. I'll give my everything. But I ain't, you know, I ain't relying on no teammates or no friends or no family and shit. And I wish I could. I'm not going to lie to you. I do wish I could, but I know I can't. I can't rely on no family or no friends. I can't rely on the people I've been there and given my last to, given my all to. Because them motherfuckers is the first ones that do you wrong. So one of the lessons I learned in life was like, don't be jealous of people. Be motivated. Don't ever look at somebody like, oh, that should have been me. You look at it like, oh, that's you? Oh, that's going to be me soon. And that's why I got the whole, sometimes you got to Kobe this shit out. Because I never looked at Kobe as like a person that was a hater. Like, oh, AI got the MVP, or this person won the chip. No, that shit motivated that nigga, man. Rest in peace, mama. Like, adversaries motivated him to be great and shit. Never be jealous. Got me wondering what the fuck I gotta start typing my shit off, y'all, because I just be leaving little bullet points, and I don't know what the fuck I be when I come back to them. I don't know what it means. I got search and disappointment. I don't know what that fuck that means, but I know sometimes in life you gotta do this shit by yourself. You know, I done burned a couple bridges. Bridges been burned on me. That's life. People done fucked me over. I done fucked people over. That's life. But sometimes, or at some point in life, you gotta figure, like, yo, I'm gonna do this shit by myself. Because a lot of people will talk shit on you, like, especially when you down, or when they think you down, when you think you down, they show their true colors, like, oh, you ain't on your shit, or you should be doing this or that. It's just like, first of all, nobody is raised the same. We all think that we supposed to have the same outcome when we wasn't even birthed the same, let alone raised with the same set of, you know, morals, knowledge, compassion. Like, we not all raised with these things. So I had to learn that sometimes in life, you got to be like, listen, I do this shit by myself because others ain't going to understand. Oh, excuse me. Got to get a yawn out. Hold on. Whew. Thank you for taking the time to let me yawn. But, yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I got a few people in mind I think about when this topic is presented. Like, damn, I done rode for y'all niggas and that's how y'all do me? Like, I got a homeboy and shit, right? Him and his girl, they just got their first little car together and shit. I mean, not hate first car, but when you say little, it seems like you hate him. But they got their first car together. They in a relationship. Cool. But there was times where I was taking this nigga like 30 minutes away from my house and shit. Like, to drop this nigga. Yo, bro, can you drop me off? Yeah, I got you, bro. Yo, bro, can you drop me off? Me and my girl, we going. I got you, bro. And then on the shoe on the other foot is, oh, I can't do it, bro. I'm tired. It's like, I should have said that shit all them nights I was out there tired. But I'm the type of nigga that's gonna look out for people. But I'm definitely gonna remember when you treated me like however you treated me. And that go, like, that's a friend. That's a nigga I knew him since, man, for years. I known this nigga since I was like 15. So I've known this nigga almost a dub, almost 20 years and shit. And you see people and it's like, damn, the same things I did for you, you telling me you can't do for me because you tired or you got this excuse and that excuse. And I ain't gonna be no type of nigga to beg. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. I know what I did for you. You know what I did for you. But if you forgot, that's cool too. But I ain't gonna trip over it. I'm gonna, you know, be motivated off that shit.
Oh, shit. These fucking yawns is killing me.
It's just like I said, I've done people wrong, so I can't be the one like, oh, I've always been 100 with people. And, you know, they just out here doing me dirty. No, there ain't no shit like that. It's just that you realize, yo, you have done for people. And when you look back, it's like, they forget about that shit. Like, I didn't, you know, cut checks, let niggas sleep in the crib, took niggas to the crib, fed niggas, like, all types of shit. And niggas is still, you know, do you dirty. But that's love, because then they show you who you can't fuck with. Like, that's still my homie, but that ain't my dog no more, you know what I'm saying? That ain't my best friend no more. Because I see how you move, nigga. Because, like, when it was me on the line, and I'm out here pushing the wheel, it was, yo, bro, can you come get me? Yo, bro, can you drop me off? But then you get your car, and now everything different. You get your car, you like, I don't know you, man. But niggas would stay asking me for rides. So it just showed me, like, even your closest homie will switch up on you. The woman you love, she'll switch up on you. Your family members will switch up on you. Only thing you can do is sometimes you gotta be like, I'll Kobe this shit. I'll do this shit by myself if I got to. And that's just life. That's motherfucking life sometimes. That's cool. I accept that shit. No biggie. I just know I can't fuck with niggas like that, man. And it's sad because I don't want to be a person that turn into the, I don't want to say a dick or an asshole. That's too easy. I'm already both of those sometimes. But I don't want to turn into the person that stop fucking with people because people didn't fuck me over. Especially when people don't see the wrongs they did in the situation. But I just don't want to turn into that person that's like, man, I ain't fucking with nobody because of how a couple people did me. Because that's how you miss out on, you know, the blessings that the universe sending you. Universe might send you a new homie that's real loyal. Or a new chick that really got your back. Excuse me. But that's how this shit be making me feel sometimes. Like, man, I cut everybody the fuck off. And I don't mean to be all, you know, serious. Oh, all my podcasts are serious. What the fuck am I talking about? But I don't want to be that way. I don't want to cut everybody off. Like, I like people and shit. But it just me feeling like I need to, you know, stay to myself. Because the people I got around me, they not real. It just feel like they not real. I got motherfuckers, I'll give you a perfect example. I had this one chick I was dealing with, one young lady, female, woman, whatever you want to call it. And she would come over to the crib. Oh, I'm so tired, babe. I just want to go to sleep. So she come over to the crib, she going to sleep. And then when I bring it up, she want to complain. Oh, I don't say nothing on you. Oh, I'm trying to communicate how I feel. You just keep reversing this shit. Then to add insult to injury, right? It's the same woman. She sleep when she with me. As soon as it's time to leave, she wide awake. She partying with her friends and shit. It's like, man, I see what it is. I can't even put my heart in that shit, man. And I wanted to, but I can't, because when people do you like that, you get to see their true colors. Like, imagine you bring something up to a motherfucker and their first response is always defensive, like, oh, I didn't do that on you. You do this. Never about the subject. Like, yo, okay, if I did that, how can I do better? If I did that, I apologize. But it's just like people in this world, they do you how they want to do you, and then when you speak up for yourself on that shit, they be like, man, what you talking about? Don't call me out on no shit. It's like me, I'm willing to be called on all my shit. You bring my shit to the forefront, we gonna step on it. But people be, you know, people be on some shit with me. And it's just like, all right, I just can't fuck with y'all. I can't cut everybody off because that's what I be wanting to do. But that's stupid. Why would I cut everybody off because of one person? Oh, if anything, fuck it, man. Just bring somebody else new into that spot. that don't work, bring somebody else. Just keep bringing motherfuckers in until you find the right fit for the job. But I ain't gonna let people play me and shit. Like, you come over here just to, you know, smoke with a nigga, and then you be out, then you going to smoke with the next nigga. Like, nah, we don't do that over here. And then when you speak on that shit, people will be like, well, I did this and that for you. I did this and that for you. Man, count what the fuck I did for you. Like, I done been the corner for every... If you ever been in my life, I done went to extremes for you at one point or another. I done let you live with me. I done, you know, took care of you or something like that. But when people do you dirty, like, oh, I'm going to come over here just to kick it at this nigga spot, and I'm going to go kick it with some other people. Like, nah, go kick it with them. Go kick it with them. Let me, you know, have my time for me then, man. Because if a motherfucker don't appreciate me or see my greatness, I don't even want him around at this point. Once I start realizing shit, it's like, I don't even want to be around you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not feeling the vibe. That is what it is. But I ain't never going to let a motherfucker put me in a position like, oh, come on, please be with me. Please be here. No, if you want to be somewhere else or if you want some bullshit when we kick it, I got other shit to do, man. I got a whole life to fix. So I ain't just going to be kicking it with people and shit. Who are these niggas on the TV? I know two of these niggas. I know one of these niggas. I know Nolan Smith. I don't know the rest of these niggas. All right, John Shire, I know him. Chris Carwell, I don't know who that nigga is. Emil Jefferson, I know he from Philly, but I don't really know him like that. But yeah, I'm just watching some Duke shit real quick. But yeah, man. I don't like how people been treating me. So I kind of wanted to fall back from people. But at the same time, I was like, I ain't falling the fuck back. I'm just going to find the people that really, you know, love and care about me. That's not going to give me no fucking hassle when I try to, you know, share my feelings. Or when it's time to reciprocate the love I've given to you. It's like, nah, we can't do that. We tired or we got this and that to do. It's like, all right, cool. There's been a bunch of times I was tired and did shit for other people, right? And they try to treat you like, oh, well, you did that on your own. I did. And I'm going to start fucking with people on my own, too. Because if you ain't going to treat me like I deserve to be treated, why would I waste my time? Why would I let you waste my time? I'm not going to do that. So when it comes to homies, I don't give a fuck how long we know each other. Once you show me that you really not my dog and you was using me before, oh, bro, you cut. Like, I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas. Female, male, don't matter. And when it comes to, like, relationships with females, oh, once you show me some shit, nah, we gonna stand on that shit. And if you don't own up to that shit or try to fix that shit or at least speak on that shit, then I'm on to something else. Because it ain't, fuck fair, it ain't right to me. That, like, why the fuck you wanna come spend time? Like, yo, this fucked me up. Matter of fact, let's get deep on this shit. Y'all females, and y'all be having these dudes as best friends and shit. Listen, we, us niggas hip to the game. Cause once a chick told me, yo, she best friends with a guy, all right, let me get some pussy lined up. Cause I know she, listen, women hate to admit this, but it's better off that you are her friend. I try to tell niggas this, yo, just get in the friend zone, bro. Get in the friend zone. Because if you her man, you got to do everything for it. But if you just her friend, you get the benefits. You spark up, give a little weed, get your dick sucked every once in a while. Nigga fucked up, you get some pussy. But women really treat their male friends better than they treat the nigga they fucking with. So once I realized, like, I ain't trying to be exclusive. I would love to be exclusive with the right woman. But these women I'm meeting, it's like, I ain't going to be exclusive with y'all for what? It's a waste of time. I know y'all out here doing y'all thing. I might as well do my thing. And then they be trying to play it when I start doing my thing. Oh, but I should know who you dealing with. No, you don't need to know shit. Don't ask me shit. Mind your business. And that's on, you know, that's on game. That's 100. Because you're not going to ask me who I'm fucking with. Bitch, I know who you fucking with. You running with niggas in these streets. Come on, man. Any nigga that's riding around with a female, talk about that's my homegirl, and she ain't sucking your dick, use it. Man, you wasting your life. That bitch is using. And that's all females do is use niggas. Oh, I got this friend for this, or I got this guy for this. Listen, it is what it is. I just bust a bitch and keep moving, man. Bust a bitch and keep moving. Because they not worth it. They not queens no more. They want to be hoes and out here being ratchet, so treat them like that. I ain't treat nobody like a queen if she ain't acting like a queen, you know what I'm saying? If a shorty out here with that run-through behavior, I'ma treat her like a run-through. If she out here wanting to be up in niggas' faces, cool, be in them niggas' faces. Just tell them niggas to take care of you. Don't be over here trying to, you know, waste my time, spend my money, smoke my weed, eat my food. Bitch, first response is always, well, I helped out, then I put food in. Well, I don't give a fuck what you did. Like I said what I said. You gonna be up in niggas' faces? You might as well escape this place real quick. Cause this ain't the place for you. I'm over here to be, not worship, but I'm over here, you know, if I'm gonna give my all, I'm gonna get that shit. You think a woman is gonna knock me off my square? I mean, it has happened, but I've always stepped back up. So it's just like, I'm realizing a lot of these hoes ain't for you. Like, I done lost some good bitches dealing with bitches. I done lost some real come-through bitches dealing with bitches that's irregular, don't know how to communicate, always wanting to be up in niggas' faces, oh, my friends need me type of hoe. Listen, well, tell your friends they pay your bills then. Your friends ain't paying these bills. Your friends ain't doing this and that. But a bitch don't never want to give a nigga his, you know, his just due that a nigga done did what he was supposed to do. Like, I really believe females don't got no respect for men at this point. I really believe that. Like, there's a lack of respect for men going on out there in today's world. Especially the black men. Especially the black men. They don't look like, they don't treat us like we value. When it comes to that white man at the job, though, she gonna kiss his ass, do everything he say. He still gonna fire your ass. But the nigga that's taking care of you, you gonna treat him like he ain't shit. So I look at it like this. In today's 50-50 society, women be feeling like they don't gotta practice the non-traditional roles and shit. Or the traditional roles, excuse me. They practice the non-traditional roles because they feel like, well, I can do all this. I put it like this. It used to be women take care of the house and the kids, but then they wanted to get out there in the work field, and they wanted men to take on more of their home responsibility. So it's like, you want me to up my shit while you go do shit for you, and I still, excuse me, pay everything, and you keep your money. What sense does that make? I'm going to treat these bitches like hoes. But that's how they act. That's how they act. I need a real teammate that's gonna have my back and shit. I don't want nobody that's like, every time I come to you to talk, you up with this problem and this problem. No, I'm bringing my issues to you, and now you're trying to bring your issues to me. You're trying to cut my experience of life off. So now it's just like, at this point, you gotta treat them like hoes, bro. Fucking go. You wanna kick it? You coming over to suck some dick? Because if you ain't coming over to suck no dick, what we doing? We chilling and watching movies? No, you wasting my time. I can chill with Bill with somebody that really want to be here. Because if you suck my dick, and I was just, yo, this shit was crazy. I just was listening to some shit, and the bro, he was talking about this. Like, yo, how you go suck a nigga dick and then go suck another nigga dick? Why you sucking dicks all day? You might as well be getting paid for this shit. This shit crazy. So I'm at that point where it's just like, I guess I'm gonna be a bachelor forever, man. I guess I'm just like to stay single forever. Cause these women ain't worth shit out here. They wanna fuck everybody. They wanna hop house to house, smoke up your weed, do whatever they want, and don't take responsibility or ownership for none of their actions. It's like, man, what? I'ma just treat them like hoes then. That's all they is. Bitch ain't shit but a hoe and a trick. I let her get up on up and suck the dick and get the fuck out after you're done. Call up another bitch and we gonna do another one. I hate to be this way, man. I wanted to be a lover and shit. But that's the tip that these females got. They want hot dick to dick. Run through, act like they in love. And nigga, listen, bitch, you ain't gotta act like you love me. Just come, you know, spit on my dick, ride my shit. Then when I fall asleep, you can let yourself out. Because why am I going to be fucking with somebody and give my loyalty to them when they want to be a hoe out here? Or better yet, since women have decided to join the workforce and fight for equality and all that shit, women somehow believe that men should share more of the burden of the house shit. No, you decided to go out there and do the job. You decided you wanted to do these things. You ain't gonna put more shit on me because you feel like this is how the relationship supposed to go. I'm not that nigga. I'm not that happy wife, happy life nigga. Because a happy wife leads to an unhappy life for a man. You just pleasing the motherfucker, making them happy and shit. Nah. That's not gonna happen. This podcast is gonna be wild. I can already see. I really didn't even plan on going into this topic, but we just stumbled here, so. But like I said, men ain't the ones that want to change. So we dealing with these change, these new millennial women, these new time age, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And it's just like, just because I don't want to change who I am to fit your idea of who I should be as a man, then I don't get respect. It's like I'm dealing with a spoiled child. Oh, don't give me, you don't give me my way, I'm going to yell and scream and leave. Bitch, be gone. Let's do the math. Let's see how many women there is and see how many men there is in the world. Let's just see real quick. Hold on. Let's see. I can't even spell this morning. How many men and women are in the world? Guess we gotta put a date on this because that shit said 2019. So I'm gonna put 2022. Let's search. How many men and women are there in the world? Let's see. World sex ratio. So this is the stats from last year. Let's see. Okay, that's not gonna work. But that shit is by group. I don't wanna do no fucking group. Just give me the numbers. What the fuck? You got time for this? Just give me the numbers. Let's see. How many men and women are there in 2022? Let's see. Current population. Okay, so I was actually wrong. I was going to say that there's more women out there in the world than men. But that's wrong. That's actually wrong. There's more men out there in the world than women. So that's why they hold. God damn it, it makes perfect sense. There's too much dick to choose from, huh? Let's see. A couple billion people in the world. Y'all don't feel like reading all that shit. Point being, niggas got options too. And that's how we carrying this shit.